Good afternoon and welcome to WHQR's Midday Interview. I'm Jason Hess, sitting in for Jamila Erickson. Today we welcome to the studio author Jason Mott, whose debut novel, The Returned, is making a powerful impression on readers across the country. Thank you for coming in today, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so the novel was officially released yesterday.
Yes.
So we have a super exclusive interview here with you on the first official release day. And I was wondering if you could give us the jacket synopsis of what The Returned is about.
Yes, definitely. The Returned centers on a global event in which people's loved ones who have passed away have suddenly begun returning. And it focuses on this couple, Harold and Lucille, who are in their 70s. And they go to the door one day, and their 8-year-old son, who drowned 50 years ago, is at the door, still 8 years old. So that's the basic premise of it. It follows this event, and as it keeps going forward, it's a large global event, so more and more people are returning, and the world is really just trying to figure out what to do about it, what it means, what the ramifications of it are. There's a lot of emotional connections that occur.
So one thing I've noticed as I've started to read the novel is that he shows up, and then there's almost no discussion from the characters immediately about how strange it is, how sort of magical it is. And I immediately thought Marquez. This is a Southern Marquez sort of magical realism thing happening. As you write, how conscious are you of, you know, maybe utilizing some of those literary, you know, powerhouses from before?
I'm very conscious of it. I'm a huge fan of magical realism, Marquez in particular. So it's definitely a genre that I love to work in. I think that as a Southerner, I think you're almost bred to be a magical realist. There's so many stories of the South of really magical things that happen. And I think that filters in when you're born and raised here, that filters into your writing. It's almost impossible to escape. So for me, magical realism was just an inevitable evolution, I think.
Absolutely. And I definitely saw that in a sort of Faulkner-esque way with the artifice of the church and the religious imagery and language that's showing up. So it's a neat blending. And I know that you've published multiple books of poetry, and I was wondering what's the difference for you in reception, public reception, and also personal experience in releasing an extended work of fiction?
The two are, for my writing process, the two are pretty close together. They're not as far apart as people kind of think they would be. My poetry tends to be fairly narrative driven. I'm a big fan of the epic poems of Beowulf and Gilgamesh, the Odyssey, things of that manner. So the poetry tends to be very narrative driven. And for the fiction, there are moments when you need to be really concise and do a lot in a small space, and having a poetry background really helps you do that, I think. Now, on the publishing side, there's a huge gulf between publishing poetry and publishing fiction. I wasn't really aware of how big of a difference it was until now. So it's, you know, with the publishing of the novel, you've got an entire publishing house behind you, and they've got marketing people and publicity people and editors, and just this huge staff of people who really are just passionate about books and who are there to kind of help you make your book come out. And it's just this really cool process.
I imagine, today I was on the Harlequin website, which is your publisher, and I noticed that they had made a cinematic trailer for the release of the book. And I imagine there weren't cinema trailers for the books of poetry.
Correct. There were no book trailers for the poetry collections, unfortunately. Though that book trailers are a pretty common thing. Like, there are a few people that are doing book trailers, and there's no reason why a poet couldn't do a book trailer on their own. It was just something that I had never really thought about and heard much about until the publisher was like, yeah, we're going to do a book trailer for you. And I was like, a what? So I thought they were just kind of confused about what trailers actually were. But no, they're a thing that people do, and they're really nice. The book trailer for The Return was really amazing. The first time I saw it, it kind of really gave me chills, and it was just really exciting to see it. So I'm enjoying this whole process.
And it seems especially appropriate since there will be a cinematic adaptation, or rather a television adaptation of the novel, that will air in March of 2014?
Yes. Starting March 9th on ABC of next year, there will be a television series titled Resurrection, which is the TV conversion of the novel. A lot of the characters show up, and it's a really good cast. Francis Fisher, Kurtwood Smith, Omar Epps, a really powerful cast. The head writer is Aaron Zellman, who worked on The Killing on AMC. So they're doing a lot. It actually was optioned by Plan B, which is Brad Pitt's film company. And no, I have not met Brad Pitt, which is what I always get asked. I'm hoping to meet him at some point. He seems like a really cool dude. I'm a big fan of his work. So,
but you were telling me you did meet Omar Epps.
I have, yes. I have met Omar Epps, Kurtwood Smith, Francis Fisher, the entire cast. They've been really, really welcoming. They've all read the book, which was humbling in and of itself. More than that, they read the book and they really enjoyed it. And they kind of made contact with me initially in a lot of the cases. They were like, oh, we're working on your project. I would love to read the book. And I sent the book over, and they've all read it and loved it. And I actually went down to Atlanta and hung out at Francis Fisher's house, and Kurtwood came over, and everyone from the cast came over. We just sat and had dinner, and it's an amazing process that how things are kind of marching forward and everyone's being really supportive of it.
It seems oddly appropriate that someone who got their degree from a film town, both your BFA and your MFA from UNCW, has his first novel adapted to television. Did living here influence maybe a cinematic quality in your writing?
Not directly. Like, for me, I was never aware. Like, the idea of it being optioned, or the idea of it being sold and just being published was a foreign idea to begin with. And then when the book rights kind of went, my agent decided to send it to a film rights agent who, again, I hadn't even considered that at all. I basically asked her why when she was sending it. I was like, why are you sending it to a film rights guy? And she sent it to him, and he went out and, you know, shopped it around, and it got picked up really quickly. So the entire premise of it being, you know, adapted to anything else was completely foreign to me. And then all of a sudden, things began happening really quickly. The film rights went in July of last year, and by about September they had a writer, October they had a director, November they were casting, March they shot a pilot. It just all happened really, really quickly.
Now, I imagine that process went a little bit faster than the actual writing of the novel. I'm actually attending the same graduate program you went to here in UNCW, and I know how painful it can be, the time at the desk. What does your process look like when you sit down to write?
It usually starts at about 6:30 or 7 a.m. I get up first thing in the morning, I'll write, and usually write until about noonish, take a lunch, and then do a little bit more until about 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, the brain stops working. 2 o'clock, there's no more writing to be done. But I just try to get in as much as I can that initial time, because in the morning is when you get the most quiet. Like, there's no one, everyone's at work or everyone's doing what, going about their day. They're not really emailing you yet. All the outside activity hasn't begun yet, so I can kind of get the writing done at that time. It's a pretty strict writing schedule I try to keep. One of the good habits I learned at UNCW from Philip Gerard was a writer is really only as good as their work ethic. You have to show up to the table every day and do the writing and rely on that to kind of take you where you want to go.
Yeah, Philip's a great guy to learn from. We actually had him in the studio just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wonderful.
And he mentioned you.
That's too, very cool.
Yeah. So I wonder also, just one more question about it being adapted to TV. Is there any anxiety about how your characters are going to be treated or how it's going to be represented?
I don't really have any anxiety over it. I think that a lot of people ask that question because everyone wants to know, how do you feel about it? Because there's famous feuds between writers and people that have adapted their work.
Yeah.
But in this case, I don't feel any of that. We took a long time to really decide on who would get the rights to it because we wanted it handled well. Plan B has a wonderful track record of handling book to film. That's really what they specialize in, is book to film. This would be their first television project, but with their track record, it felt like a really good move to make. And then after meeting the people that are behind the scenes, the writers, seeing who they were casting, seeing who they were getting for directors, what their vision for it was, I was really excited about it. And then even more than that, on a larger kind of philosophical scale, as a writer, once you publish something and it's out there, it's not yours anymore. It's the readers, it's whoever it comes to. So I kind of have that same mentality with the television program. I'm not a screenwriter. I'm not a director. I'm none of those television executives you need to make a good television show. So I'm okay with them doing the heavy lifting, and hopefully I think it'll be really good.
So you've kind of stepped back,
yes,
away from it. And
exactly. I'm very supportive of it, but I definitely stay out of the picture and let them do what they're doing.
Great. Well, we're excited to see it on TV here coming soon, and we're excited that you're in the studio with us today. I would like to remind everybody that you'll be at Pomegranate Books tonight, reading from 7 to 8 p.m., and that's at 4418 Park Avenue in Wilmington. So come down and listen to Jason Mott read from The Returned tonight at Pomegranate Books.
Very cool. Thanks. Hope everyone comes out.
Absolutely.